Let's take some shots. JK, we're sober.
I'm Julie.
And I'm Kimberly.
And today is a very special day. Today, we actually, before we came on here, we normally talk about what we're going to talk about for a few minutes before we record. And we did not. I was laying on my couch and I'm like, yo, Kimberly, when are we going to record today? She's like, I don't know. I think I'm going to take a nap. And I was like, all right. And then she's like, wait, one right now. So get up off my couch. I'm very comfortable, but that's okay. So today is a special day because Kimberly is celebrating 365 days of sobriety. I am so proud of you.
Thank you, Julie. Today was very special. Woke up, I went to the meeting, got my 1 year coin, which was awesome. And then Julie planned a little party for me today. And we went to the bowling alley and straight up used bumpers. And
oh, it was of course.
Fucking
of course.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, because I would have got gutter balls all day. But it was awesome and I had such a good time and so many laughs and got to see people I haven't seen in a while, and it was really nice. And thank you so much, Julie.
You're welcome. I'm so happy you had fun.
I did.
It was a good time. And you know, before we went, we were talking about, Kimberly was saying how the only other time she's gone bowling is drunk, and she's like, I'm a little nervous to go. Like, I haven't been bowling sober, like, ever. And I was like, well, this is time to make new memories. And, you know, I feel like that's something, to talk about, because I feel like a lot of us are afraid to do things that we've never done before sober.
I agree with that statement. Like, bowling, for instance, like, I never went willingly. And then when I did go, I would sit in the back and just get drunk. Like, I was talking to one of our friends while we were there today, and we were laughing about how we used to go to the bowling alley drunk. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, one time I remember I went for like Valentine's Day or something, and I drank 3 pitchers of beer. Yeah. And I'm like, was that necessary? No, but I fucking did it.
Absolutely. The only time I went bowling was if there was going to be beer or some sort of alcohol, and if I was going to be able to drink my face off, because I hate it. Because I think a lot of it comes from, you know, for me personally, is the fact that we never did anything sober because we never were comfortable in our own skin to do things sober. So like to go ice skating, to go bowling, to go mini, like any activity. Okay. My parents used to be like a joke in our family. Like, Julie doesn't really like to do activities. And that would include like going to the movies, going mini golfing, going bowling, going ice skating, going hiking, going here, go anything that I had to like do something and people were like watching me, or like I had to put myself out there, I guess, which is so silly because it's supposed to be fun and you're supposed to go and have a good time. But like, I couldn't have fun without drinking. I didn't know how to do that. And I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that the first time you went bowling in a while sober was for your 1 year anniversary. And I think that that is really something to be proud of, because it's like, I feel like that's what sobriety does to us. It makes us go out of our comfort zone and it makes us like do things we didn't want to do before. And then we realize we can do them. And like, we talk about this a lot, like the little, every new experience we do sober is like, it'll be easier next time. Or like the next thing that comes up, it's like, well, I already handled this, so I can handle that, you know?
Yeah. Like, I handled a death sober.
Yeah.
And like, anytime anyone dies, like I'm getting fucked up. Like, you know, the night my mom died, I was at a bar a few hours later.
Yeah.
And I was so drunk that I didn't have a ride home, that someone from my job that I was working at the time, I wasn't that close to her, but I called her to come pick me up and bring me home. And I told her like the situation and she was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. I'll come get you right now. And then I remember talking to her and I remember my speech being so slurred because yeah, as I was talking to her, I said to myself, I'm not making any fucking sense right now.
But you know, and that's the beauty of sobriety, honestly, is that's, you know, we're able to look back on those times that we were not good and we're able to kind of learn from them. And I know that I don't know, doing anything sober for the first time was like really difficult. Mm-hmm. And I feel like also that I was just on a meeting and they were talking about, you know, like past relationships and sex and all that kind of stuff. And I think that, you know, a lot of that is also really scary to do sober, you know? And I think as far as dating and, you know, without going too much into our personal lives and having sex first when you're sober and like kissing someone, like, you know, it seems like so crazy for people who aren't alcoholics and addicts to be like, what do you mean you've never like done that sober? And it's like, not that I haven't done that like sober, but like not really, you know? Yeah. Like
there was some kind of substance involved, whether it was before or right after.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, and I started drinking and using at what, like 13, 14? So it's like, and then by the time you get to like the having sex and dating age, like we're already like well into our alcoholisms and addictions, you know? So it's yeah, kind of like to have to now do that sober is like really scary. And, you know, Kimberly and I were talking about it yesterday because like I went on a date and it's like, and I was texting her before and I was like, this was a lot easier when I was drinking. And she's like, was it though? Like, tell me more about that, you know? And it's like, because I used to go on dates and like I used to go to the bar. You're always getting a drink. Like that was like the icebreaker. Like, let's get a drink. And then it was like I would get there early and I would down like 3 Jack and Diets before anyone got there. And then my date would get there and I'm like, oh yeah, let's get a drink. Like pretending I never even had one yet. And then I was like wasted. And then, you know, getting myself in dangerous situations, like inviting random strangers back to my apartment. Like, that's not cool. That's not cute. And that's not a good look. And, you know, so kind of doing all of that sober is like, it's weird, but it's nice. What did you tell me?
I told you that like experiencing these things sober is actually beautiful because you're present in the moment. So you're feeling everything, you're seeing everything, and you're so present. You know, you're not, I can never say this word correctly, like disassociated.
Yeah, yeah.
From the situation. Because you're there, you're in the moment, you know, you're not drunk, you're not high, you are plain Jane sober, you're there. Yeah. Like there is no,
and there's scary, no excuse. Though.
Yeah, it is scary because there are no excuses for your behavior.
But also it's a good way to be able to pick up on things that you might want in a partner or you might want in a significant other and mm-hmm. things you don't want, you know, like when you're drunk or when you're high or when you're doing whatever it is you're doing that's not being in your right state of mind, it's like, I don't know, it's like you can easily look over things and it's like, oh well, you know, we were both drinking, it's fine. Like, oh, he or she didn't mean to, they didn't mean that when they said that, like we were just, you know, we were just having fun. But like you know, like it's always like you gotta like take a step back and be, and I think that's really hard to, you know, and it's hard to find someone to be with anyway in this day and age, in this COVID world and this whole dating app world and the whole, you know, everyone sucks world. Yeah. It's hard to find people that are on your level when it comes to being sober. And, you know, I know both of us can speak from experience that, like, we don't want to be with people who are drinking and using, because that's not our life anymore. And I remember you shared on here one time that you were dating someone that had said to you, what did he say about relapsing?
He said that, so he pretend, I don't want to say pretended, like, I don't know, but it came off that he was like cool with my sobriety. And like, every time I would get like a milestone, like he would want to see the coin and like seemed so into it. Mm-hmm. He drank a lot and he would drink in front of me. And I think only one time it bothered me. I never felt like tempted to like take the drink out of his hand or to go and
chug it.
Yeah, like that's mine now. But we sat there one night and like I was kind of asking him, you know, like what's going on with this? And he said, it's not going to work out. He's like, unless you relapse, it's not going to work out. And I was like, oh, so you want a girl you can get tipsy with? And he was like, yeah. And he's like, and I can't promise you that I wouldn't pressure you to relapse. Yeah, so I left his house and we haven't spoken since.
Yeah. Like that's not okay. And you know, there comes a time when I feel like we're comfortable with ourselves. You know, there comes a time, it's like always, I feel like a work in progress. You know, we're never going to be 100% comfortable with who we are. But as far as our sobriety goes, like, I know I want to be sober. I know I want to stay sober. Like, I saw someone post today online that an old friend of mine had celebrated 2 years of sobriety. And the quote that he said was, I got sober for a better life. And I stayed sober because I got a better life, or something along those lines. And it's like, you know, I don't ever want to go back into that phase of that, not phase, it wasn't a phase, that place in my life where I was, you know, like drinking and doing whatever else I was doing. And now on dating apps, there's like, you can filter out, like, you don't want someone who drinks and you don't want someone who smokes or does drugs or whatever. And, you know, I'll be talking to people who have like no on both things. And, you know, I always bring up my sobriety because I feel like fairly early, because I feel like it's so important to me that I need the person that I'm talking to know that. Not that it defines who I am, because it doesn't, but I am who I am today because of it. Mm-hmm. And I went through what I went through in the past because I wasn't sober. And I don't want to repeat those mistakes. And I don't want to go down those roads of narcissistic, toxic people in my life. And I don't want to be surrounded by people who, and it's not like I probably couldn't date someone who's normal and just drinks, but like, you know, like I don't know. And like, I was talking to like a few people here and there, whatever. And this one, and it's nice when you're able to like say something and someone doesn't get like mad about it. You know, like when you say like, oh, like that's not going to work for me, I'm sorry, but like, it was nice to meet you. It's like, it's nice when someone's like, oh, not a problem, I totally understand, like, good luck. And then like, you have those people that respond and they're like, well, fuck you then, you know, like, well, I can drink if I want to drink. Like, You can do that. Like,
no one's stopping you.
Like, that's really okay. But like, that's not something that I want to surround myself with. And I think that's a fear for a lot of people when they get sober, is like, how will I ever date again? How will I ever find someone to be with again? Like, I can't go out for drinks. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's like, you don't.
I also think in such a way it goes both ways. Cause like, you know, the quote unquote normies sometimes won't date a sober person who, whether they work a program or they're just sober through other activities or they just do it a different way, mm-hmm. They won't date someone who's sober because they have the fear that that person's going to relapse and they're going to have to deal with it.
which is a valid fear because, you know, there we are all, they say in like what we do, like we're all an arm's length away from a drink or a drug, and we have to work at it every day to make sure that we don't do that. And I have to be honest, when I first got into, or when I was not sober, like when I was like actively like drinking and doing whatever else I was doing, people would tell me like, if I got someone on like Bumble that was like in recovery, automatically, I would either just unmatch them, probably because I didn't want to look at my own behaviors, but I was like, too much baggage. Like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, oh, you're a drug addict. Like, get out of here. Like, you're an alcoholic. Like, no, thank you. Like, I don't want that drama in my life. And it's funny because like, I was always an alcoholic. I was always a drug addict. I always had my problems, but like, I never wanted to look at myself. And the fact that like other people were brave enough to do that, and then were brave enough to tell me, and I completely dismissed them. I was like, I want nothing to do with that. I don't want to touch. I used to say, I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. And it's like, now I'm sitting on the other side and I'm in those shoes. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It like hurts a little, you know, like it's sad to be, I guess, like rejected or not wanted because of your past. And, that's why I feel like for me personally, like also being with someone who is actively in recovery and fixing themselves on a daily basis is something that I would want to do because, you know, they would understand that I'm not a bad person. I just had some bad times.
Yeah. An alcoholic, drug addict or not, we all go through bad times. It just matters how we deal with them. Because we're, you know, we're sober now and we're still going to have those bad days and we're still going to have those bad times. And, you know, unfortunately, it is not guaranteed that we're not going to experience another trauma.
Yeah.
And now that we're sober, we're going to learn how to deal with all of those feelings and all of those situations without a drink in our hand, without ingesting a drug. Like, we're going to have to figure that out. Like, sobriety for me is kind of figuring it out as I go. And I say that as in someone close to you isn't going to die every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't hate your job, you're not going to have a bad day every day. But you know, I've gone through trauma. I drank over it. I used over it because I didn't want to deal with it because I love taking my feelings and putting them under a bunch of mattresses like Princess and the Pea. I'm learning like how to deal with certain situations sober. Like, someone died and I didn't go get fucked up. I said I wanted to, but I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And that goes for like everyone that's sober and working a program or not. We're all learning like how to be people again.
Which is so crazy because it's like, and that's why I also feel like having a podcast like this and like reaching out to someone else who might need help is so worthwhile. And it's so rewarding because it's like, a lot, like, people don't understand, like, you're not gonna get it unless you're in it, and you're not gonna get it unless you've been through it. And, you know, that's not to say that people can't understand us or like try to empathize with us or sympathize or whatever it is, you know. And it's kind of like, at the same time, like, people who aren't addicts and who aren't alcoholics, they don't understand why we can't just have one drink, just like I don't understand how people can just have one drink, you know. So it's kind of like, I know I have friends who have asked me, like, do you think that one day you'll be able to like have a toast at someone's wedding? No, I don't, because it's not just a toast. And I know it's not just a toast, you know, like, it's not just one glass of champagne and it's not just one sip of champagne that a lot of people do at toasts, you know, like, it's have my glass of champagne, then look on the table to see who else didn't have theirs and then have theirs too. So it's like, you know, a lot of people, like, they don't get like, I know I was trying to explain to like friends when I first got sober and like family members and stuff like that. Like they don't understand the chemistry in our brain and they don't get the addiction. And I think, I don't know, it just makes it really hard. But like you said, it's beautiful because we're in the moment and we're able to, you know, experience all of these things, because like when you get sober, everything in life you're experiencing for the first time, basically. It's like you're reborn almost, you know, like you have to process, you have to deal, you have to work through. Like we don't work around things anymore. We walk right through them and we learn how to deal with our lives as it happens. And, you know, do you think that you, or what do you think, I guess, since you've gotten sober, since it's your special day, what is something that you've noticed about yourself that you, I mean, you just said like, you know, the death of your poppy and how you were able to, you know, not drink over it, but, what other things do you think besides like big events that you've noticed you're able to handle more?
The holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, I went to Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving, I actually left and went to a meeting. You know, and there wasn't even a lot of drinking going on Thanksgiving. It's just, I knew I needed a meeting and I, you know, I took care of those needs that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I got through Thanksgiving without drinking. I got through Christmas without drinking. Christmas was a little weird this past year. You know, my family didn't have a get together, but I was alone. I had ample opportunity to get in my car and go to the quote unquote essential liquor store and get something, because liquor stores are essential in the pandemic, and go get a bottle because I don't have anyone here watching me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm by myself. Like I could have gone and done that and be like, fuck Christmas, it's over, we're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do that. I went to someone's house the next day on Christmas Day and I didn't drink. You know, I didn't feel like I had the need to drink. I stayed sober. And again, I did a meeting.
Yeah.
you know, and New Year's Eve, a big drinking holiday. I stayed in with my boyfriend and we had a wonderful sober night. We watched the ball drop and, you know, we watched movies and played games and it was just really wonderful. And I, as it was happening, like I, in my head, I was like, I actually don't have to be drunk.
Like, to enjoy life. Weird, right?
Yeah, like this is insane. Like life is happening. I love it. I don't hate it. Like this morning when I was sharing, I said, you know, I didn't realize how far away I was taking myself from life when I was drinking, when I was using. And now I realize life is beautiful because you can make it that way. Life is what you make it, and you can make it beautiful if you put in the effort. And that's what people need to understand too, is it takes work.
Yeah.
You can't close your eyes and tap your shoes like Dorothy. Like it's, you got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I try every day to put the work in, you know, whether it's at my actual job or just in my life, in the program, I try to put my best foot forward and just do the work because life is beautiful and I've never enjoyed life more than I do now.
And I can say that I've noticed that you're able to handle like even just like the daily stressors better, like work, like driving, like doctor's appointments, like, you know, getting tests done or whatever it is, you know, like you're able to handle things like a lot better than you did when I first met you, you know, and it's, there's something about watching a friend and someone that you love go through sobriety and watch them grow. And, you know, people were mentioning that this morning, that watching the light kind of like come back in someone's eyes is like, it's beautiful. And, you know, I didn't know you when you were active, and thank God, because if we always joke that, like, if we were active at the same time, like the world would probably burn down because we're both crazy. But, you know, like I noticed that you're able to handle things with grace and dignity, as you should. And, you know, I think that 1 year sober is a huge accomplishment. And, you know, like we don't graduate from getting sober. It's not like we've done it for a year and we're like, all right, well, that was fun. Now let me go live. Like this is an everyday forever kind of thing. And it's not to scare anyone that like, this is going to be for the rest of your life. But like, it is, if you want to continue down a path of constant growing and bettering yourself while you're sober, then it's going to be work. Because, you know, we put all of our time and effort and brain power and energy and emotion into getting drunker on using. And now we have to use that same amount of time, energy, and emotion into staying sober and to being better people. Because, you know, I don't know, I'm just afraid to put anything in front of my sobriety, because I know the second I do that, that's the first thing I'm going to lose if I ever pick up.
Yeah. I'll lose everyone if I pick up, because I'm a fucking hurricane. I don't give a shit about anybody and anything.
Yep.
Break your chair. I will fuck you the fuck yourself. Like,
we used to in college. What did you say?
I said, you do not want me to drink.
people would say that, like, oh, Julie, you come, you fuck shit up, and then you leave. And like, that was what I did. Like, I just came, I caused havoc, and then I just left. And like, all the pieces were left there for everyone else to fucking clean up, because I didn't deal with anything. I didn't deal with any of the chaos I caused, any of the problems I caused. I just kind of like, you know, let it rock. And now we have to deal with it. And, you know, it's not like the worst thing in the world. Even like friendships, I feel like I was talking to my friend, last night we were texting, and I had like screenshotted her part of the conversation that me and her had had previously. And I sent it to her and I was like, see, like I told you. And she was like, okay. Like, you know, and like, I don't realize sometimes that like, that probably wasn't nice. And like 10 minutes later, I texted her back and I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to like passive aggressively, like, send you our own conversation. So it's like, even little things like that, like drunk Julie, I wouldn't have given a shit. I'm like, what do you got your panties in and out for? Like, fuck off. Like, you know, like I feel like I would have just been so mean. And like, now it's like, I can realize when I'm wrong. I realize when I'm not acting the nicest I should be. And that doesn't mean that we have to be like perfect all the time, but you know, we got to work on stuff always. And I don't know, I'm just so proud of you. And I'm so proud of everything that you have accomplished this past year and overcame this past year and, you know, worked through this past year. And, you know, tomorrow is day 366 and then 367. And then we just got to keep going. And then, you know, it's just like, we just got to keep doing our best every day, because we can't really, you know, and if we fall short, whatever, we'll just, there's always time to turn the day around. Doesn't have to be like an end all kind of thing. So
I agree with that statement. So what do you think, Julie? Do you have any other thoughts on your mind?
I don't think so. What I'm thinking, honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I'm thinking about what I'm going to order for dinner, because I have no energy or like desire to cook. But then I also don't want to spend money. So I was thinking about like maybe eating the ice cream in my freezer for dinner, but
kind of ice cream.
Yeah. So besides that, no.
What kind of ice cream is it?
The Talenti, it's like, I don't know if it's custard or like, I don't know. It's gluten-free and it's bomb diggity.
This is not an ad.
No, really not. It's really, really awesome though. Anyway, no, I think that's all I got today. But we wanted to hop on and say hey to you guys. And I wanted to congratulate Kimberly on her milestone. And again, I'm so proud of you and I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I feel very grateful that you're my best friend. And I am just, you know, like was talking the other day to someone and I was like, you know, I've never really had like I've had friends and I've had, you know, but like a lot of times, like I feel like at one point or another, there's like a falling out. There's like a problem. There's like an issue. And it's like always me needing to like apologize and mend things and make things better. And it's like, it's just really nice to be in a friendship where there's like honest communication always. And like, if someone's upset by something, you know, like it's not a big deal. Like you can just talk about it and you can, you know, I don't know. It's just really nice to have like a true, honest friendship. So I thank you for that, Kimberly, because you're a rock star and you're one of my rocks. So thank you.
I don't even know what to say to that. I've been crying all day and you're going to make me cry again. I love you so much. And like you said, we have such honest communication in our friendship. And I have so much gratitude for that because it's hard to come across. And I feel blessed that you are in my life and that we are so close and that you're my best friend. Like, I know.
We really love each other.
This is a love affair. And I just know that I can come to you at any time, any day, and talk to you with no judgment. And I'm just very thankful for that. And thank you for making my day so special today.
Oh, this was fun. So on that note, remember to, you're welcome, by the way, I love you. Remember to subscribe and follow us on Instagram. It is at JK We're Sober. And we always remind you that our personal accounts are on there as well. So if you have any comments, questions, concerns, need advice, need a friend, whatever it is, just give us a slip into our DMs. And and like Kimberly mentioned last week, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, just write us a nice review if you like what you hear. If you don't, then don't. I think that's it.
All right. Well, do everything Julie just said, please. And remember, stay strong and stay sober because you're worth it.
Ooh, spicing it up. I like it.